Thoughts on the Kingdom. Acts chapter 6 and verse 13 to chapter 8 and verse 1. The Discourse of Stephen and his Martyrdom. Now, strictly speaking, this is not preaching on the kingdom, but I'm including it in preaching through Acts, and it's part 3. Why do I include it? Because the amount of space that Luke gives to it in his account in Acts shows how important it was to Luke. It's a cardinal feature of the exposition of his argument throughout the Acts of the Apostles. Christ has made his promises. Christ has issued his mandate to the disciples. Pentecost has come. The preaching has come. It's been in Jerusalem. Now it's got to spread out. Judea, Samaria, and then out into all the world. And Stephen's discourse plays a major role in explaining that. Now he's on accusation. He's being accused for it, and he's standing on his life here. He's defending his preaching and teaching. You remember the accusation, you go back to chapter 6. And verse 13, these false witnesses. Now, their testimony is garbled, but you can get the message all right. This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us. And this so arouses the Jews, arouses their hatred, that they call him to defend himself. And we have his discourse set out in the following verses. Now, what is the substance of his discourse? Well, here is the punchline, verse 51 of Acts chapter 7. You stiff-necked people, with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him, the Messiah, the promised one. You who have received the law that was put into effect through angels, but have not obeyed it. You have crucified the King. You have crucified the Messiah. The argument has been building up to this point. And what happens? Well, there's an explosion. When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him, and they hurled stones at him and put him to death on the spot. Summary execution. Why? Well, look at his preaching. I haven't got time in this brief discourse to go through it. But is he teaching that what Jesus is doing is nothing but taking the old covenant and buffing it up? Not at all. They wouldn't stone him for that. He's not saying it. The gospel is going to be the old covenant, but in a newer form. No. No covenant theologian would be stoned by the Jews on this day. No. Because the covenant theologians say that the old covenant and the new are just two different administrations of the same covenant. Not at all. Christ has put an end to the old covenant by superseding it and bringing in the new covenant. That's why he's being stoned. It's a new kingdom. It's a new temple. This old temple won't do. No, it's been replaced by Christ, superseded by Christ. A new priesthood superseded the old one. Christ is the new priesthood. And it's not just in Jerusalem. It's going to go throughout the world, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. And it's this that angers these Jews. You remember how Christ was put to death or attempted to put to death right at the beginning of his ministry. Why? Because he'd spoken about some Gentiles that God had blessed and not Jews. Well, you can see the point. This is preaching the kingdom. It's the newness of the kingdom. And it's Christ the King. And this is a cardinal passage right at the heart of this preaching through Acts. Let us learn the lesson, my friend. Let us learn the lesson. Let us not preach the old covenant buffed up. Let us not preach a political or military or social kingdom. Let us preach Christ and the newness of the new kingdom and the new covenant.